This 1960s tower block in the heart of downtown Cairo may not look like one of the most venerable institutions in the Arab world, but it is. Al Ahram, founded in 1875, part newspaper, part cultural center, part think tank, and in the wake of Egypt's tumultuous recent events, an organization deeply divided. Some are calling it Al Ahram's own revolution. Passions ran high at a meeting held by members of staff rebelling against a management appointed by the state and loyal to President Mubarak until he was gone.
Hello, my name is Sabah Hamamu and welcome to Al Ahram.
Thank you. Sabah Hamamu is one of the rebels. She's worked here for 18 years, fiercely loyal to a place she calls home, but eager for change.
I think Al Ahram is in a danger, and I think if really some editors or people who authority in Al Ahram or really care about Al Ahram as part of Egypt, they should take honorable stand and just resign. Just do it. As Egypt been reborn in February 11th, I believe Al Ahram will take a chance and we are able to do that.
The paper issued an apology to its readers earlier this week, admitting what it called unprofessional and unethical coverage of the uprising. We failed, it said, to hear the thundering message of change. But in an interview with the BBC's Arabic service, Osama Saraya, the editor-in-chief, bridles at the suggestion that hundreds of journalists want him to resign.
You're now inciting against me. Is that what you're trying to do? Turn the journalists against me? I agreed to talk to you, but I reject incitement from the BBC or any other Arab or foreign channel. You're now trying to undermine stability at Al Ahram. You're now guilty of incitement. This is a dangerous moment in Egypt's political history.
With events moving so fast in Egypt, Al Ahram has altered the tone of its coverage dramatically. But the calls for change at the top aren't going away.
This is our house. This is ours. This is not the current editors. This is not the government. This is for the people who's working at this place and for the people who will be able to take this place out of these hard times.
So who's going to win? Your boss, who was appointed by President Mubarak, or you and your colleagues who feel the way you do?
It's a very tough question, but who won in the Tahrir Square?
Sabah and her colleagues continue their animated, sometimes raucous debate about the future of the paper. It's typical of discussions taking place up and down the land as Egyptians grapple with the possibilities and the limitations of their fledgling revolution. And it seems no institution, however venerable, is immune.